NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora, my name is Brooke Singer. I play in the Wellington-based band French Four Rabbits, and we've just released our third full-length record, which is called The Overflow.
Damn my soul, it's got so very low. There's nowhere else to go from here but up.
The songs in this album are so gentle and rich and poignant too, and personally I felt like I was in a dream-like state listening to a lot of these tracks, and this felt like quite a creatively freeing album for you, is that right?
Yeah, I really love making this record, and I'm just really happy with how it turned out. I guess, like, I don't know exactly in what way it was creatively freeing. It just, I guess I had maybe a shift in my mindset, and I'd been writing a lot of songs with other people, and so I guess I'd just been like using that creative bone, if you want to call it that, in my body more often, so it just felt really natural. And so when we made this record, I just felt like we could go places easier than maybe we have in the past, and yeah, I just really feel like it was a really free and easy process.
So what were some of those areas you felt like you could more freely explore?
I think from co-writing, because I've been doing like sort of more pop-driven work, I guess, and previously I've been exploring more of like a folk landscape. So I was like delving into like the hooks of the songs more and like being really like concise with what the lyrics were about for myself, you know, like I wanted it to capture the feeling exactly right. And yeah, we added so many harmonies as well, and I loved like the zaniness of the harmonies some of the time, which I feel like really add to the feeling of the album.
Yeah, I definitely loved listening to a lot of the harmonies and had moments definitely thought, goodness, how long did that take, or how was that even thought of? And with this album, it was mostly recorded and written in 2020. Did last year have any particular influence on this album?
So we recorded most of it in like February 2020, and then like worked on it throughout the year, like in terms of the production, which is quite a big part of what we do in French Four Rabbits. But I wrote some of the songs earlier in the year, and then quite a lot actually in the previous couple of years. Like in 2019, I was in the USA a couple of times, and so I feel like, I've forgotten the question now, but basically I feel like being there was like a really big influence on like the sound and the themes. I guess I spent a lot of time alone there. Not really alone, but like not with like my usual friends and stuff. And so I kind of perhaps was more engaged in like my inner feelings as opposed to thinking externally.
Yeah. And in this, I mean, we'll get into it with The Outsider particularly, but there's a little bit of introvert themes throughout the album. But let's talk about this first track, The Overflow. What is this song in particular about?
I always find describing songs really difficult, because I think it's the same for many songwriters. It's like fragments of ideas and like feelings that kind of come together in a way that feels cohesive to you, but it's almost dreamlike in itself, or like stream of consciousness sort of situation. But I think ultimately it's a song about kind of the feeling of being really busy and like everything kind of becomes overwhelming, and it's the point, like the overflow, I guess, is the image of like a dam or something where something's like holding it all back, but it could so easily, the dam could burst and flow over.
The phrase, and I'm afraid I'll lose you all the time, that's quite a vulnerable moment, and it's said so softly.
Yeah, I think like even though the song is about like anxiety and those things, it can also, it's kind of like anxiety for your friends and their mental health, you know, like you're afraid of how they're feeling and what might happen to them. But also it's kind of around like the idea of like when you're so busy and you kind of start to lose your friendships because you're, you know, you're not able to like put the time you would like to into them. So there's kind of a double meaning there, I think.
Let's talk about this second track, The Passengers. When I listened to the song, it made me first off think of people watching, and then the more I listened to it over and over, it made me think about maybe even scrutiny and observation. But what was your inspiration when creating this track?
Yeah, it's another multi-meaning song, but I think it's very relevant to today, post-COVID, or in the midst of it. And, like, you know, there's all this talk of anti-vaccine and pro-vaccine and all of these things. And I'm definitely pro-vaccine, but sometimes when you look at the way people engage with each other online, you kind of forget the kindness that you should have for other people in that space. And so, yeah, the song is kind of talking about social media and, like, the way it can divide and also the performative nature of social media. So, like, you know, that the act of looking kind as opposed to actually being kind. So I think the song's kind of got elements of discussing that and then, like, looking at a wider situation and feeling like, you know, we're passengers and we're not, you know, we're not necessarily in control, which, you know, I think is a feeling lots of people can relate to at the moment.
Yeah, and I really particularly loved the line, take a little mirror and make a little clearer, which felt quite, it's quite a reflective song.
Yes, although Michael Jackson has proven to be not who I imagined when I was 8 years old, but we used to sing I'm Talking to the Man in the Mirror in primary school, and I really like that idea of, like, yeah, looking at what you're putting out and what's reflecting back.
Will you remind us the reason for kindness? 'Cause lately it seems it's for sure more than real. It needn't be perfect, can't keep it from blurring. But when your heart won't extend, you let go of the wheel. Take a little mirror.
this next track that we'll talk about, The Outsider, as you put it, is about the feeling of being an awkward introvert at a party. Could you tell me a bit more about this concept and how this setting kind of came about?
Yeah, I mean, I think of myself as an introvert, but I also obviously can feel comfortable on a stage, and like I've been doing some teaching, so I'm getting comfortable being in front of a class. But there's definitely those moments where like you really have to push yourself outside of your usual like comfort zone, and like, you know, I don't feel like I'm the life of a party or any of those things. So yeah, it's sort of speaking to that idea of like almost like celebrating being an introvert, and like how like sometimes it's just nice to like be at home, like reading a book or like doing those things. And yeah, I did write it when I was in the US and having to be more extroverted than I'm used to. And then I co-wrote the song with two others who I hadn't met before, but yeah, we were kind of like bonding over this idea, I guess. And so yeah, we wanted to like paint this picture of yeah, going to a party and what it's like. But yeah, I just loved like the words we used in this one to like paint this picture.
Burning bridges, they fall one by one. Losing you is so easily done. Here, but I'm not alone in this room. Feel like a ghost, I'd be scared of me too. If I could let go, would I fit in? Would I be what they want without all my inhibitions?
Talking about money or the bag, the name of the song itself is a choice which I found really interesting. And as I continue to listen to the song, more choices are given, like your dream or his hand and the stinger or the bee. What were you exploring here?
I guess it's like about making an impossible choice or a choice that doesn't feel like you want to choose one over the other. So in Money or the Bag, so that's actually a phrase from a TV show called It's in the Bag, which was like a famous New Zealand show right from like the 50s to the early 90s. And I don't know how it got into my like brain, but that phrase or that saying has just stuck with me throughout the years as a descriptor for that kind of impossible choice. But yeah, it's a song, it's like a feminist song in a way, like it's like exploring like having to choose between like having children or like that kind of thing, or following like a career or a dream. So, and I'd had a discussion with another musician about it recently before I wrote it, and I just found it a really interesting topic to explore.
It's the best thing I ever had. The sting or the bee, it's not easy. One suffocates you, the other erases your chance to be happy. I'm not gonna leave you, but I can't believe you that I'll never be sick. You prove it, all the things that I'll be losing, it will be me with a baby at my wrist. The washing all in piles, the dishes run for miles, and you'll be at your office desk. My guitar gathering dust, my dreams begin to rust. Always knew it would be something I regret. A life or a dream, call the submarine. Sing right under a void, the rain and thunder, I would never have to second guess. I'm not gonna leave you, but I can't believe you that I'll never be second best. By the time that you prove it, all the things that I'll be losing, it will be me with the baby at my breast. The money or the bag,
track Nothing in My Hands. What is this track about?
This is my song about the end of the world, and I quite like it, mostly because I love what the drums and the bass are doing. So Ben Lenny's like really great like syncopated bass lines and Hikarangi's drum parts. I feel like this song is a really perfect example of what the band does as a whole. But yeah, the song, I talk about imminent doom. I guess it's pretty doomy and gloomy, but also I wrote it kind of, I don't know, like it's slightly humorous in a way, but it's not humorous. And then that end of the song it's talking about like the romance of something ending, and like the almost like the nostalgia you feel knowing something will end before it has actually ended. So I talk about like the last dance, like at a ball or something, and yeah, that's what this one's about.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was about the end of the world, but when I heard the line, "Here we are, we've come to the last day," I thought, okay, this this is talking about the end of the world. And I know what you mean when you say, like, it's quite humorous, but also quite haunting. It's a real fine line between both, and it really explores both. Well, maybe more haunty, but it does explore both sides of that.
I think because I was being, like, perhaps a little bit exaggerated, you know, like, I don't think that it is impossible for humanity to continue through climate change. I think, you know, we're intelligent and we'll create new technologies and have all these great ideas that will mean that life will go on. But I guess I was just thinking about this idea of, like, you know, we're using up all the oxygen, or we're using up all of these resources, and, you know, we're heading towards our imminent doom, which is one way of looking at it. But I'm definitely more optimistic than the song would have you think.
Yes. And I guess that's, I mean, you know, when we say that we're using things up, that's where your line, "Do you understand this is nothing in my hands," comes from. Is that kind of just saying there's nothing left?
Yeah, kind of like that, or like there's nothing I can do, perhaps. Which is a thought that, yeah, I guess is in Passengers as well, like that feeling of it's not something at an individual level we can perhaps change. It's only in a collective manner that we could do something. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.